is a help in Parshas
Re'eh.
There's a pasuk in this week's Sedra. First, the pasuk described you have to destroy all the places of worship of the Goyim. And then it says, the next pasuk, the Sason Kain Ladoin Elheichem. Don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Destroy all the Goyim of Israel. Don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what does that mean? So Rashi brings three pshatim what it means. Yeah. One, Santa Paz, don't do this, Rashi. One pshat is, Lehakdash Shemayim Mikom. Don't do this. They've got these places of worship and these Avodah Zorahs and these Asher all over the place, all types of altars. You don't do this. Don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam like this, having Avodah Zorahs everywhere. Next pshat, Dova Acher, destroy the Avodah Zorahs. Don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to rip out Hashem's name and to destroy a Mizbeach. You should destroy the Goyish places of worship. Don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't treat the Ribbono Shel Olam like that. Then Rashi says as follows, Omar Bishmoel, V'chisal al datcha sheyistro noitzim es ha-mizbechois? Do you think, have you got a hammer? Do you think that you're going to destroy a Mizbeach? Elosh de'tasa kemaseyem, don't do actions which will cause your mizbech to be destroyed. Yeah, so three pshatim. The previous pasuk says, destroy the place, the altars of the goyim where they survive. Then don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So three pshatim. Pshat number one, don't do this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't treat the Ribbono Shel Olam like this and have places of altars of all over the place. Only in one place. Second pshat, don't destroy things of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem's name and the Mizbeach. And the third pshat is, don't do this, don't do things which will cause Mizbeach to be destroyed. Yeah. So I've always had a difficulty with the last pshat, Rashi says, do you think that Yidden demolish the Mizbeach? That can't be pshat. Why can't that be pshat? Because I wouldn't think a person would do it. I mean, do you think a Yid will commit murder? In many Averas, in the Pasha Royos, there are things there that no one would do. Why can't he be allowed to touch us? He wouldn't do it anyway. Don't understand what the Pasha. Maybe he had some Havim in there, but they're going to do it. Anyway, the Ramban says the Halacha, the Ik, is the middle Pshat. The second Pshat of Rashi, the third one he calls Divrei Drush, Divrei God. The third Pshat is when they get Halacha, there's an Issa to destroy a Mizbeach. And what we want to discuss today is the Issa of Mechikas Hashem. This is Negei Halacha Lemaisa. It's one of the Tarek Mitzvah and the Chiluk. An Issa from this pasuk, the Issa to erase Hashem's name. Whatever it is. This question, Mechisal Kedaitoch, is Tzorech Iyam. How can you, if someone says a Pshat in a pasuk, how can he disprove his pshat in the pasuk on the basis of saying, well, do you think Yidden would do such a thing? That's a shmer zach. They wouldn't do it, but it's a laugh. They wouldn't do it anyway. Tzorchim, nothing to the farshim behind. Got a test, just came back from holidays. How much time to look up all the farshim? I've never farshim discuss it, right. And I'll call upon him. This, the second pshat is the Ger Alocha, and the Ikab will learn out from me an Issa, an Issa Midaraisa, to rub out the name of Hashem, yeah? Now, so Shulchan Aruch says that there are seven Shemois, which is Osa to be Moichet. Yeah? Taylor, Kim, Alef Dad, the Shulchan Aruch lists them. One, she says, Ekash, Ekash, the seven, the Shiva, Shemois, She'enom, Nimchokim. Issa the Raisa to Rebat Hashem's name, and that to Rebat Hashem's name. That's why a Sofer, when he's writing the Moshel Tefillin, which have to be Kesidron, meaning if you make a mistake, you can't go back and correct the mistake, you have to correct the mistake and carry on from there onwards. And every Shem, when it comes to Shem Hashem, Shteit and Shukhara, the Sofer should look over what he's written. Why should he specially look over what's written by Hashem? Because once he's written Hashem's name, If you make some, if you find a mistake now earlier, you'll have to correct it. You can't about Hashem's name, so it won't be Kisidrom. So it'll end up being Geniza, Mela. But Hashem is that locked in, once and then that's it. Hashem's name is Sir Deraisa of Mechikas Hashem. Right. What about the shame Hashem in a foreign language? G-O-D, yeah? It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, and what he said, before this I'll tell you some other dinim of Hashem, the Moshel. Hashem, there's an Issa to say the name of Hashem in a mokum tinoifus, in a mikveh, in a toilet, just to say Hashem's name. There's an Issa to say Hashem's name in the Vatola, yeah? It's a separate Issa. Could be in the bathroom, you're not saying Vatola. If you're saying it derech sipor shvoche hamokum, is no Issa. A brocha levatola is a special chiddush. You're not allowed to say Baruch Atah Hashem with Hashem, boyle parades. Of a stam shvachim of the Rebbeinu Nishlam Yatla Hashem's name. That's not called a vatola. So in the Besakis is an Issa, there's an Issa to say Hashem the vatola, there's an Issa of Makalal Chaveira B'Shem. You say that, strike me down. See, or whatever, Chavos Chaim is a marshal, Gott Zolim Strufen. Chavos Chaim brings him, because angry, he says it, Issa's right, he's cursed someone B'Shem, yeah? And there's an Issa of Shavuot, the Shem of Atala, there's Mekalo Chaveiroi, and there's Tinoifus, and there's Levatala. All sorts of dinim as covered a shame. So interesting, all these four dinim don't say the Shem in a toilet, don't say the Shem of Atala, don't say the Shem to curse someone Chatam, don't say the Shem of Atala. All these dinim apply even to a shame in English, any language. But interesting, the Issa of Mechika does not apply. All these deem do apply. Mishmur speaks out. We're talking about not to say Hashem Atoyed, even though it hasn't got a vice, that this din has got to do with the Kedusha Sa'oishas. Interesting, yeah? The other deem we mentioned, I'll cover Hashem, don't say Hashem's name for no reason, don't say Hashem's name in an unclean place, and the Issa of Makalo Chaveh B'Shem. That is al kovel Hashem, Issa ve'etzem, and any word in any language which denotes the Ribbono Shel, the master of the universe, that is forbidden in any language. Whereas this Issa of rubbing out the name, Shteitim Mishnah Berurah, means from the Shach, only applies to Rishon Rosh HaKodesh. There's a well-known practice of writing G-D. Am I suggesting now there's no point in doing this now because anyway you're allowed to erase it? I think the answer is there is a point because it could turn to bizoyim. And the Ramah says in Yeridaya, you mustn't write the name of Hashem anywhere, not to turn this out, it come to bizoyim. Yeah? Maybe that's that, the Indian.
Could say it out as well.
Could say it out, yeah. He speaks about Shalom, yeah, interesting, yeah. We're going to say, Mishmur brings a shout, someone who's called Shalom. You shouldn't even call him in the mikveh. That's like the chiddush. Guys, Shalom's not your name. So that's what is Shalom one name for him, yeah? There is a mashmos of Toysvus, Toysin Saita. The Gemara in Saita has got to have a minute. The Gemara says, Shimshon's name is the same as the Rebbeinu Shel, because Shemesh Umogeib. The Gemara in Saita has got to have a minute. The name Shimshon is no, wants to know, only Ke'en Hashem. So Toys speaks out, and if it's like Hashem, is it Oscar about this? Yes, because that list of Sheva Shemus is not an exhaustive list. Although the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the different Gesuch, got seven names, Cain, Elikim, Elika, and Shom. So maybe that one's an extra one, but that's a big chiddush because the Rav Poskim on Shom Don, because I'll be saying Shalom, the Matala, yeah? Hello Shalom, have you got my towel? In the mikveh, you took your towel or whatever. Mishmur brings that side, maybe you shouldn't say his name, you shouldn't say complete. So, Moshe Feinstein blives on Solchiyim, why should it be also? You're not mechamed anything. The Shach speaks about saying Shalom in a letter. Some people say Shalom with a dope. There's more smoke. You mean as Shalom to you, yeah? By the way, people are mapping even with people who've got names. That I've never understood that. Like my name's like Aleph Dash Lamud. I think it's very hard to find a curve for that. Anybody whose name has got an Aleph Lamud, people with a dash or a Bechira, as far as I know, the Gedolei Yisrael who signed the name, yeah? Shmuel HaLevi was the signed his name in full. The stipler, Yaakov. As far as I know, that's not going to be saved. Interesting, the same wedding invitations that I get when people have this chumrah, it's a chumrah, it's got a makaya. So it seems to be a chumrah yisera. The same wedding invitations that I get that people are machmir and they write my name, even my name Eliezer, right? Aleph Dash Lamed, but it's a chumrah. I'm sure you can be makeup. And they've got a makayah for it. As far as I know, it's a chumrah. In the same limitation, I find psukim, called sosim, called simcha, and that's a much more machmir. The one to machmir, the chayr, they're doing a chumrah, which is a chayr. Maybe I'm wrong. As far as I know, that's a chumrah. I don't think there's a very. Maybe the model was given a machmir. The chayr, the shach even says on shalom, no give the hokkot, right? Shalom. Yeah? To write shalom in a letter, the shach, and one of the achrayim wants to make a chilek. If you're saying to someone shalom, and the chvoy the rav agor and everything, becha shalom v'chol tov sela. So that shalom is like boyaz v'yom, like giving the shem Hashem with the boy shalom, yeah. V'yom rakotzim Hashem imochem. So when you're using shalom as a greeting, also maybe as if you so speaks, mention the boy shalom part of you. Whereas to say derech sipul devarim. Yes, Shalom ben ploying your plough. Doesn't mean Piskachu brings one achronim. Piskachu brings one from the Yaiver, from the Radvad. If you're saying a simple Dvorim, yes, Shalom Achshav ben Anglia le Germania. Just a simple Dvorim, what's going on in the world? Two countries have made peace, or two people have made peace, then it's very mistaken. You can write Shalom in full. Well, Shalom? If you say Shalom as a form of greeting, Kamen Verstein and Mokim Lahachmeir don't write the word Shalom in Shach. Some people are machmir, shach says megahog, it brings out chumrah, because you machaven al the greeting Shema Sheva. But psukim, Moshfaint is very against right, because it comes to Bizoyim. If you throw the wedding invitation in the dustbin with all the rubbish, and it's got my name on, even with two names got there, the Ezra Yisroel, Allah, Yehuda, all the names you can think of, the names of people which have the letters of the Shema, the Ma'is, it's not Hashem's name, it's a person's name, so it's not a Bizoyim. But the same wedding invitation got called Sosim, got Simcha, yeah? I'm always pleased when I get invitations, just have no psukim on. And actually, you do it, it can be done. So, Simatov, Mazatov, and Nale Es Yushlaim Aroisim Chosein. That's alright. The Velt Gatnish Inter, nobody have time, as he would, the invitation's not nice. No, it's psukim, it's posh.
What about in English?
Right, it's by the way, I can't, but the Ike is, I won't get back to the Shem. Just mentioning.
No, I was thinking the bathroom for the
Shem. Oh, that's switched already, so. Someone ties off, maybe the banknotes have got Shema Shema. Don't give this Shindor, not Machavan, this is the small darker. Not Machavan. Not Machavan is master. He's not Machavan the Shema Shem yet. I think the stipend said that because he found, I think the toilet paper, because he found maybe had on the binding or something, something from a Chumash, something that Chandish had Machish and Asif in Dame. Don't know fast, Machish and Gornish. I don't know what the.
Why do you have to say
Eke
then? You're not
Machavan
the Shema.
Oh, I'm not sure, I don't know. Could be, I don't know what they were. Right, and so back to this now. So Shem Hashem, Mishibur is interesting. Other in Yolim or Bizoyin Hashem, the Mishibur is Machmir, and Put Mechik is Mut. Now, the actual Shemus, it's Poshet, the Mechashot, even one letter of a Shem is called Mechik is a Shem, yeah? You've been counted the Shem. Mechash Chinuch, most of what I'm saying now comes from the Minchas Chinuch. Al Pi Svara, who are doing even part of a letter, if the letter is now no longer kosher. Yeah? So Kutsa Shal Yud, if even that may be recognizable, it may be a letter which depends on a tinnik to recognize it. But there can be cases where it's clearly recognizable as a letter, but Al Pi Hilchas Safras, that letter is possible. Why? Because if you've passed the letter, you've also. That's equivalent to Mechikas Hashem, yeah? You've made that no longer legible, yeah? Nochdem, the Shaitan Shulchan Aruch, when it comes from a Gemara, what about in the middle of a Shem? So the Mor says, Ka, Mishem Havaya, Eina Limchuk. Because Yud K is a Shem. So either you're going to write Yud, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey. But the value written Ka, Me Havaya, Eina Limchuk, yeah? Kale, me Elokim ainu nimchak. Because Aleph Lam is a shame. You intend to finish off Elokim, but now you made a shem. Mashain came, Jaden Shulchan Aruch. Tzav mitzvokos, or the Aleph Dalad, me Elokim is nimchak. You haven't finished the shem yet. That's why you haven't finished the shem. Half a shem, the Ma'aseh has got the Kedusha shame. So it's a very serious Inyan, it's a deraisa. And then there's a shal about Elokecha. The final chaf, Jaden Gemara, the Oisios. Hanit follows Hashem me'achareim get kedusha Hashem Eloi ani Hashem Eloi keichem. So you read about the chof mem It's still Hashem Elokei, but it's nitzvah. A nitzvah Hashem, Mechayrav, the Shem is Mekadosh. The Shem Hashem causes those words, the letters that are written with it, get, well, beforehand is Mutter, yeah? Leiloi Kecha. Keiloi Kin, that's beforehand. Before the Shem, you can write. Nitzvah is Melechon, is Mutter Lecha, yeah? A lot of protodinum. Oh. Now, that's the Shem. Now, the Shem is this. You've got this Halach Shem Shechon Aruch, as a Rambam, I think of a car is aimed when you're writing Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're aiming for it now. Now, the Mechaschon is a Mordech Imsim Shaila. What's the din if you don't rib out a Shem? You add a letter and make the Shem no longer readable as a Shem. Aleph Dalad, then Nun Yud the Shem. You add a final mem. It now reads Adonim. Is that called Mechikas Hashem? No. So the Mechikas starts with a different shayla. It says in Shulchan Aruch, someone wants to write Yehuda, and he wrote by mistake Yod Hey, and then he wrote Vav and then a Hey, which is the Shem Hashem. But he wanted to write Yehuda. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you put the Dalad on top. Torah Dalad, so it's read as Yehuda. So we see clearly, says the Mechikas Chinuch, if we see that what someone reads as a Shem, if you put the Dalad up, it becomes Yehuda, so maybe it's also to write that Dalad because you're making Mechikas Hashem now. You're causing the Shem. Oh. So then we say the Poshto Svara, as this din, that an Ois Lemalo is Mitztarev, is Lahachshiv Lalifso. It's a Svara to say, when do we say an Ois above a letter? If it's meant to be Yehuda, Vayoyime Yehuda, so the correct word here is Yehuda. Then we say you're allowed to put the Dalad above and it reads as Yehuda. Whereas if it's meant to be Shem Hashem, I'm not mitzvah for Ois. So probably Mechzir Shasim won't be possible. So if it might be called the Yes Ois. Meila, in the case of Hashem with a Dalad on top, that's not called Mechikas Hashem because it won't be read as Yehuda. Whereas if you write Hashem, if there's a Shem already written, Aleph Dalad Nun Yod, and then you write a Mem, so that is read as Adonim. So maybe even Oy Mechikas Hashem. So Mechikas suggests maybe there's a din, it's only called Mechikas if you tamper with the Oysus of the Shem itself. The fact that you've now caused this Shem to be no longer legible is not called Mechikas Hashem. But in the end he says, Aini Boru, the Aini Roitzel Hokel, the Issadar Isa. And the Magia brings the bottom, there was a Chassam Sofer, who's Chosh Lahachmir. That if you make it no longer legible, it's also, yeah? Bika Yosef is Masup, he brings here, he didn't do a Maisa Beguf Hashem. And he brings some Sofer, you're a day, and he says, no. So, of course, if you made the Shem no longer legible, you've done Mechisem. So, it's sad to say, even adding a letter to a Shem, if it now reads a different word, that is equivalent to Mechikas Hashem. Yeah. She says, Ain a loika. Why? Ain't no oisa gufa. But Mokhav, and then he says here, Mash, and he goes to the word, Mash, the Kasafdin El, the Ain oisa maisa, but gufa Hashem, Ain a loika. Going to Kosav oid ois, Shaydekach, Ain nikl Hashem. Mekal Mokhav, loy beririly. First of all, the Melchus Chinuch says, that's not called Mechikas Hashem. All you've done is, you haven't tampered with Hashem. They say, no, loy beririly. The Mekal Mokhav, Kiven to have a kilkel, and my Lord Yilka. Mechsis Efshat Achim deserves to get Malchus. He's been over Issa the Reister. He's made this Shem no longer legible. To have it even Bechai Gavna. That cost of Omel Issasim came. The positive, don't do to the Rebbeinu Shloilem's Mizbeach, or what you do to have with the Zora, is a Maisa, you've made a kilkel to the Shem. Yeah? Below me, but yeah, and he says, got a Shaila. Below me, boy, but in your Limchuk eyes, after your Limchuk, in your Rebbe Tal. Learn your body, can't rip it out, so it's a permanent kilkel. But after Yochalimcha, you have an ibud le'is atah, but oval alav. So the Mechaz Chinuch has a tzad to say, if you add a letter to Hashem, you're over alav, and the Magia brings the Chassam Sof also has that tzad, yeah? I think someone wrote the Chassam Sof from the word Elekeinu, Chassam Sof is Shaila, and the Vav was joined to the Nom. So you can't read. See, the Chassam Sof, so the Shul suggested, write another Vav inside the space. So the Chassam Sofer says to him, why are all the Vavs there already? You're Mekalkel. That Vav there was part of the Shem. You make that redundant because you've written it before, yeah? And the Chassam Sofer suggests, it's not called a Grom, it's a Ma'isi V'Yadayim. Yeah? So there's a big shy even to add a letter. So if, even adding a letter could be a kal v'shem. Now, if we're saying as if you add a letter to Hashem, it's a kilkul, it's called Mechikas Hashem. Now, Reddy said, when you write the Shem Avaya, Yud and then a Hey, and then a Vav, then a Hey, the Yud and the Hey is a Shem. It's a Mechika. A Yud and a Hey. Freit the Minchas Chinuch, points out. So every time a Sofer writes a Shem Avaya, a Yud, then a Hey, then a Vav. So at that point, temporarily, he's been mocked at the Shem. Okay. Zolma Mesachin Zayn to write the Shem backwards. So the Mizan nearly Raya Barura, there's a Chiv to write the Shem Kesidro. Interesting, he being no Dibihuda, Poskim say, it's Makubal, but no one knows a Makoya. The Ibn Yehuda said that there were postures, even in the Sefer Torah, where there's no dinkism, the Shem Hashem has to be in order. So the Ibn Yehuda says, it's another postures, I've got no Makoya. And Ibn Yehuda says, for Sefer Yehoshua, I've noted, say, Sefer, or same thing, it's Lenimtsev Shemokim. So you've got two postures who say, it's Makubal, it's Ongunuman, the Shem Hashem has to be written in order. First the Yod, then the Hay, then the Vav, then the Hay. But they all say, we don't know the Makoya. Why should it be Azoi? In a Sefer Torah, where there's no Din Kisidrom. So why should it be the Shem Hashem has to be Kisidrom? So I've got Uriah has to be Kisidrom. Because if it would not be a Chiv to write the Shem Hashem in order, then Chazal ought to have told us, Lechatchila, Dafka, write it backwards. You're a big minor to write it back. You're avoiding a temporary Mechika. Chazal should say, because the Shem Avaya, the Yichra Yud Levesoif. The Yichta Tchila Oysus, Hey Vav Hey. The Achach Yichma Yud. The Obezer Ein Shom Michshol, yeah? Be nachher gemoy, Mossi, you shouldn't say carbon Lashem. You might just be nifter then, yeah? Lashem carbon. So you might just, sounds like Mossi, even that, even to avoid the second one, Mossi in the Dorian, don't say Lashem carbon, say carbon Lashem. In case you don't manage to say the next word. Is it every Shem? Don't say, don't write your tail, you might, so it might happen, you might not survive us. That's how it seems like Shem, Mossi like Shash. And besides that, you've got a problem, you're making a temporary Mechika. When you write the Vav of the Shem Havaya, you are temporarily erasing the Shem of Yud and Hay. It's a fact, that's it. About it, if you've got no Breira. But if you would have a Breira, so Ms. Chinuch is a right thing, so Bruno, a less Breira. If there would be a Breira, you wouldn't be able to do it that way.
But there's
also going to be Kisidra, no? No, it's not Kisidra, what's Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah.
No, so you write it backwards, not Kisidra.
I'm saying it's Sefer Torah. There's no way it's Posh Kisidra. Even if Sefer Torah, no Din Kisidra, the Poskim Nemon, the Shem Hashem, has to be in order. So it's not Kisidra, there's no Din Kisidra in Sefer Torah, it's a separate Din. You're allowed to write Sefer Torah backwards. You're allowed to. But each Shem in the Sefer Torah has to be in the order. So the Menchus Chinuch, because if you would be allowed to write it backwards, Chazal should have told us to write it backwards to avoid a temporary Mechika.
You mentioned the word Adam.
Yeah.
Is it how
you write it in the Sefer Torah? Yeah, but you have a Mechamnes, that's nothing. The Adonai, that's not called the Shem. You
won't Mechamnes,
yeah, but the word Adonim, you want Mechamah, is different. You want Mechamah, is different. You want Mechamah for Hashem. A Gvisa Kavona, Shara Stomer Ishma, Shara Hashem Shleb Kavona, Stomer Ishma, but Chayra Adonim, Yizek Mechamah, not for Hashem. That's not.
Any word you're not Mechamah, doesn't matter.
Like,
Elohim is what
in for judges. Those are gross Shara judges. Those are big things for all the Sefer. Which are Chayim? Again, some nicer. All these things. I just saw that yesterday. I was Elohim lo sekaleo. The Piskurim says, Rav Sofrim are not Makadish. Think it means judge? No. It means Yibon Shalom, Makadish. Gansa Miktsoya for Sofrim. Which are Chayim, which are Kodesh, yeah? Just saw now. Vayisam Keilohim Yehudei Tovarah. And it doesn't mean Kodesh will become Bolio Lomas. It's a big shout, about that. You have to know. Safe has to know. If he gets it wrong, if he's Makadish wrong one, they say it's like Makadish about Mumlim is Be'ach. If he gets it wrong, it's good. Shaila. Most of them, this Rambam says, all the Shemus Be'Avraham are Kodesh, except for Vayoyim, what's the first one by the Malach, what's the word there? Yeah, that one there, it means, Rashi brings a pshat, it means he's speaking to the most senior of the three malachim. Read the pshat, it means Hashem's name, Adam. It's a big shayla, you said just now, a judge, you have to know. So Sof has to know, and I'm always Mekad, some people say, hey, it's Mekadosh Misofin. I just saw, Andrew was like, beginning of the Sefer Torah, he's supposed to say, Harein Yikos Lishma. He's supposed to also say, I'm now writing all the Shemos, Lishem, Kedush Lashay. So even that's not really, you can't rely on Al Chatchila, but there's a backup. If a sofer forgets a mekadesh prepare, so the poskim make a betziruf. When he said the shem, he was a conscious. The machshava was mekadesh Hashem, and betziruf at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, or tefillin, hareini kosev. Obviously, shem kedushas tefillin was also prepare. Obviously, prepare, not machshava. To verbally say, and then if he says also v'chol shem shani kosev l'shem Hashem, so then as a tziruf, if he forgets the mekadesh Hashem, then it's oh, so come back for that. And you use machshava tonight. It's also a tonight machshava. Those shemers are sophic. Actually, you should think if it's meant to be Hashem, but tziruf from the kaddish anyway. Because I'll take a swim. That's a good example. And then can mean a judge. Yeah, so they have to the swarm on these things to know what which is shown, which occurred. Yeah, you have to know. Not every Shem, yeah? Obviously, it won't have a desire as well, eh? This is Shtachva El Eirachir. Obviously, Chas V'Shom, Makalash Hashem, it's not a desire, you've got to know. Right. So the Mechaschonik says, with this we can understand. Now, he said, there's a Maila in not even having even a temporary Mechika. So whenever we write a Shem, Yod, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey, anybody, any Sof who writes this is temporarily making a Mechika. Because when he writes the Vav, after the Hey, he has temporarily erased the Shem Ka. So why is he now to do it? Says the Menachas Chena, because the Shem has to be considered no brainer. So there, now we understand why the Gemara in Yuma gives great praise to Ben Kamtza, who held the four pens and wrote Shem Hashem. What's the big... Says Anka, what's the big yichus of doing that? Right, Shaina Zach, again, and you want to tell people, so he gets mentioned, with praise, I mean, he's... He's, I mean, not really, he's actually degraded for not willing to give away the secret. And he had actually a teretz. His teretz was, no, I think it's Chad. Some of them, a few people there who are degraded, yeah? Chofetz Chaim says, you see from here, if someone doesn't listen to a Psat Bezdin, you're allowed to mevazah him and record it for posterity. The El Lignai. So it's been recorded for Aladoiras, Bizyonus. He didn't want to share your skill with others, yeah? Says the Lachmaponim. I think some of them it says that, but they said it maybe if you get in the wrong hands. Some of these people who knew these things about the Torah of a Ben Kamtza, come and says that, but he did, was it, wasn't, I'm not sure, could be, wasn't accepted. It wasn't accepted. Do they want to do that? I can't remember what it says about this. Some of the Shah and the Mishnah, where they did it, I don't know if the Torah was accepted. I call upon him, he had this Chachma. The Maila is, there's not even a temporary Mechika. That was the Maila of Enkamp. To write the Yod and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey together is a Gevaldig of Maila. You've no Mechika. Bezer Nichli, Yemad the Chazal, Meganim Ben Kamtza, the Rotel of Mai Saksav, Shai Kois Baal Zub Bavas Achas, and Mai Nafti Minna, Lefi Mai Saksav, Dioi Kois Zub Bavas Achas, Veloi Hoyekan Kilkul Rege Echad. That was a big Chochma. To avoid, even for a second, having a Kilkul in the Shem.
That's still called
the Seder. Oh! Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch says, oh, big Meira. Minchas Chinuch seems to take on Bipshitas, Keseda, but Vasach is also called Keseda. And it's a bit of a guy, make it worse, it's not Keseda. Vaisa Namto and the Ikis do it in the wrong order. So this Ben Kamtza, I knew this skill, and he should have told people, because it's a gross Chachma, it's a gross Kvoit Shemayim to do this. Oh.
So then,
oh, about that. And then he brings, now, listen to this. He brings his safe, for Sefaket. One, there's a safer called Sefer Yeshua. He asks Sefaket. If there's a Din Kisidron, how could Ben Kamtza do it? He might not do a Kisidron. The Mechaseh time, that was the big mile of Ben Kamtza. He did it one go. He brings Sefaket. The Sefer Yeshua time is just the opposite. If there's a Din Kisidron, he's taking a chance. He may not do it correctly. He may end one letter before the other. Yod, then Hey, the Vav may be finished for the Aleph. So he's getting into a suffix of a cat. So because the Mechaseh says, it's a Chiyah to write Kisidron. His Raya is, because if there will be a Din, you're allowed to write Shaloi Kisidron. Chazal ought to have told us to write Shaloi Kisidron to avoid a temporary Mechika. It's why it's a Chiyah to do Kisidron. And every Sefer temporarily has to go Mechika, bless Breira. Blessed be it! Says him, ah, but then cancer with the 4 pangs of a big miner. He didn't even do a temple machine, he's a big man. It's afraid to say if Yeshua forget. If there's an Inkisidrom, how did Ben Campbell get it right? He may do a slight syndrome. He may not be able to synchronize it. So Yenis Leifer brings a riot from Ben Kamtzer, there's no Dinka syndrome. And the Mechachinism again, there is a Dinka syndrome.
That was
a Kaufman,
that wasn't
Kaufman. She says here, this goes to Shalat F Shalat Samt. If you hold E F Shalat Samt same, you can't get exactly right. So Mechachinism says, tell us this cash is. He says as follows, what's the Samt? What's the problem here? It may be not the right order. She says, right. Toys has discussed the Shire, Eshla Tamsa, and lots of things. You have to have exactly half. Yeah? Or Porot's Ka'oimid. You build a Mechitz on Shabbos, has to be the standing part, a gap, and then a say, yeah? You're building a wall. 4 inches board, 4 inches space, every 4 inches another board. And the space is the same as the stand. Porot's Ka'oimid. That is kosher. Kashi, Eshla Tamsa, you can't get that right, you may be wrong. Yeah? Lots of things in Master Kash, yeah. The line on the Mizbeach, the Moor says, has to be in the middle. The Maskon is, you can do what you can do. What you can do. Oh, but the Moor, anyway. So Tosis says as follows. Yesha Tamsim, there are always three possibilities. You may get it pung right, punked a bit more, punked a bit less, pung right. Says Tosis, Roy's Stodim is good. What's the bother? A person builds a wall. Can I carry in his chata? Oh, yes, you can carry. Why? Every 4 inches there's a board, which is 4 inches wide. 4 inches of wall, 4 inches of air, the whole way around is the same distance, space, and then a wall. That's a kosher wall. Porot Ka'oimid. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't have. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu told in Har Sinai? Make sure Roiv is built, or make sure Roiv is not open. So again, with Mandamu says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, make sure you don't have less than half this wall is built. So this person, the Grace of Chochem, he built a wall half. Four inches board, 4 inches space, the whole way around. And he claims it's half, Paul's got him. If it does Gvald, yes, the Samson, you may get it wrong. You can't be saying, Ted says, I'm a really stolen, what are the possibilities? More or less or the same? Three possibilities. So he may punk the Vada Mazel, because E.F. the Samson could mean it's not Vada, it could be got. See, so if it's right, it's good. If it's more built up, it's a Vada good. Yeah? You with me? But it's less, you've got a problem here. So, yeah. Person claims I built a wall, Porot Ka'oimid. The space is the same as the solid. Go and measure. I claim it's the same. I say it's the same. Can you prove me? I can't prove it. You probably get maybe a fraction of a millimeter, but to the human eye, I say, to Kasha, yes, for Samson. Can't get exact. So I can't get exact, but I may have got it exact. So if I've got it exact, it's good. So I may have got the space as more, no good. I may have got the same as good. Or maybe the solid is more, the bad are good. It's roived stadim is good. So it's and then you bring the toisvus. So roived stadim is good. So the minchas chinuch, that's the terror to this kasha now. This sefer the kasha, Ben Kamtzer may have got Ben Kamtzer with his doing his chach with a pen may have got it wrong. So it is, but roived stadim is good. It may have been together. It may have been everything one after the other. If it's wrong, it's a problem. So it's only roived, yeah. Again, this is based on the assumption when we say Kisidron together is good. Yeah, otherwise it doesn't stop. If we say Kisidron means in order, then Taka is a major shreya kite. Kisidron means not Lafuka Shloy, yeah? What does Kisidron mean? Lafuka Shloy Kisidron, yeah? Not the get used, yeah? Got to say Krishna Kisidron. Can't say two more than one word. What do you mean Kisidron in order, yeah? Can't say two words together anyway, yeah? So you can never know. So it's a. See, that's the Lashon, yeah? So he says the Lashon here. Here's the choice. Shtei svarot. Dilma tzimtzim, basachas kosher. Dilma hamukdim mukdim, yeah? The trouble is here, it's not as simple as a board. It's so many, every single letter, the yod and the hay and the vav and the hay, every letter has to be mamish together, as someone Kamsa did, and presumably, and unless it's mamish the malim and the achateva, the yod will be finished before the hay, that's alright, yeah? But the vav, that bothers me, the vav is a smaller letter than the hay. So maybe he had grace of kochah, so he moved his hand, and it was a murderous skill, so maybe he can move his hand in a way that as he's forming the yod, which is a short letter, he was forming most of the hay. And he claimed it together, yep. He did it, right? So he claimed he could do it, but something was taka, basically simultaneously. Or b'yesh the tamtum, so it's kenzan, musaymach, the tzad it was in order, and there's a tzad that was in the right. He may have got it wrong the good way, meaning he got it wrong, I'll be taking the right order. He got it wrong, it wasn't simultaneous. What went wrong? He wanted to be simultaneous. Or what happened was, the vav was before the last hey. Very good. That's what you want. That. You want to be like that. So every letter, his chachma, nicht gelungen, maybe nicht gelungen the right way. Or there's always this that he got it wrong, of course.
Starting together or finishing together?
I think probably means finishing together, I don't know. You could say svara if you've started the letter and it's not got to its ice, then that's not correct. Now, maybe it's, I'm not sure. I couldn't understand the svara if you start the echreis, you just put a bit of a hay, and then you do a, if that bit is not in the gareth, it's kosher that, you make a hay with a roof and a foot, yeah? See, if the top part of the roof, if the bit you just did now, you could take that part away, so I haven't started it, you could time it. See, if you're writing a yod, then a hay, then a vav, then a hay, yeah? So, look, I'm actually, the third hay, he may have started the roof of the hay, the last hay, he may have started the roof before the letter. But imagine when he finished, it was together, it was basically simultaneous, yeah? Yeah, it's established, you see a letter which is passed up with a letter, yeah? The din, the mechikas of ice, even part of an ice, to take away a part of an ice which is essential for the kashrus of that ice, is like rubbing it out. It's not there anymore, yeah? Mele, yeah, you've got to know, it's difficult to know. That's what he says. Mele says that, he's that over the terrace. The shtei svar ashi, he was taking a chance, but it was too svar. Interesting, it's this great of Menkamsa, Chazal and Magana him for not revealing the secret of ice dois. It was a very covered the Kazakh, otherwise, why do you want to know this, yeah? The other things in the Mishnah, all things there, which are gavaldig a kvach mami, then you had to make the keturahs go straight up, to bake the lechem upon him. The Mishnah's talking in Yom about things which are gavaldig a choshev azachem, things that are greater kvach mayim, and things that Klai Yisrael needs to know, look at the Torah of Esamigdosh, yeah? Maisa keturahs, maisa lechemon. Is this in your four pens so wichtig to know? At best it's a hiddah, but at best it's good to know, it's a choshev azachem to know, yeah? It's interesting, if you say he's taking a risk, you may go wrong, if it was the greatest amount, basically. Okay.
Surely very few people
are capable
of doing that for.
But?
Surely very few.
Very few again, yeah, right? And what's the big matter? A lot of Sakhra and Ashtari may get the race. Otherwise, you say, without the Menachzir, there's no doing. The stamps are kosher, man. The stamps are covered. The Menachzir is trying to say that he had a halachic benefit from doing Sidran, yeah? So even the Menachzir is Maida, there's a chance he may have gone wrong. Is it the claw? The mechaschena chalos the dinkis in his ma'akev. So if an amateur tries it, someone tries to imitate Ben Kamsi, you might end up making it wrong. It's not to be copies, it's shkin chachma. Don't put it around, you make it wrong, because the zichat tzad, you get it wrong, yeah? Especially if you know you've got it wrong. Mechaschena is assuming, if Eshla Tamsin, you claim it's right, there's three possibilities, no? Maybe right, maybe wrong, and there's rove stodim. But if you know you're going to get it wrong, don't try it. If Hashem is a chiyak right kesidron, then by making this chachma, you'll get it wrong. That's kalagimacht. Don't try and do it. But he could do it. And even the Menachas Chinuch is moida, because of the Yeshlet Samson, the Tzadi got it wrong. He may have inadvertently, a second lack of concentration, he may have formed the last hay. Well, not the Vav, more short. A short Vav. He's going down the Vav. He may have made the Vav long enough to be a Vav before he's finished the hay. In which case, it's a Kalagemacht. But why we're not Chesh Melech Rappi Rav, it was good.
Oh. In the letter itself, it's a Kassidron.
I don't know. Every afternoon, there's a. I don't know, I'm not doing that. Okay. This is the Mitzvah Meir, and the Shlosha Mitzvah is to Homa Gavaldigi Yerushamayim. And Yerushamayim and Pachad and Cheshivas for the Shem Hashem, the Kovod Hashem, does Ben Kamensh aggress our Kori in Kovod and Ben Shrei.
The main one with the take issue and everything.
Yeah.
Why did the ground so turn with the place before that?
That's huge.
Good, Talmud?
Talmud Aleph.